There you go.
What's up, everybody? This is Belle from Push Radio, and I'm here with Mr. Robert Cunningham, a member of Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated, and we are talking about the Alpha Derby. Welcome to Push Radio. How are you?
I am doing great, doing great. Thanks so much for having me. Appreciate your time.
Oh, thank you so much for stopping by.
That's all good. Mm-hmm.
So for the uninitiated, what is the Alpha Derby?
All right. So the Alpha Derby is a weekend series of events that are all kind of themed and centered around the Kentucky Derby that happens in Louisville, Kentucky. So we're here in Atlanta. There are, you know, like I mentioned, three events that we have over the weekend. So, again, it's an event series. It's all fundraising, and all of the funds go to 8 nonprofits that are local here in Atlanta. So if you are not in Louisville, Kentucky for the Derby, the Alpha Derby is a great way to take in, you know, take in the event, take in all the pageantry and fun, and then also have some fundraising for a good cause.
Awesome. So I see that this is the fifth year, fifth anniversary. That's awesome. What kind of preparation and planning goes into pulling something like this off? Did you start immediately after last season was over? Or?
Yeah, I mean, pretty much. We kind of take about, I'm going to say, maybe about six, or maybe if you pushed it a little bit, 6 to 8 weeks off, and then we're back at it. So a couple of months. To kind of recap what happened the year prior, we also do surveys, and so we wait for those surveys to come back, and then we spend some time. We actually lock ourselves in a room and start to pore over those surveys while everything is still kind of fresh in our mind. So we, you know, the event itself happens the first weekend of May every year, but then we probably close out the beginning of June. Then we kind of take July off, August maybe a little bit off, and then we're kind of back at it right around Labor Day.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, so it's a part-time job, pretty much.
It sounds like it. It sounds like it. So, for repeat attendees, you know, if this is my third, fourth, or even fifth Alpha Derby, what's going to be different about this year?
Okay, well, I guess I can kind of run through a little bit about the weekend and kind of highlight some of the things that are kind of different each day or whatever. So. Like I said, it's a full weekend of events. So on Friday, we have our kickoff social in concert, and that has kind of morphed and organically changed over the years. Initially, it was just, you know, a bunch of us kind of getting together that Friday at a, you know, at a bar and kind of had a little happy hour, and then slowly but surely that has moved into now like a full-out party and concert. So last year, we had 1,100 people at the Grand Hyatt, and that is, again, this year it'll be May 3rd, 4th, and 5th is the weekend.
Yeah.
So on May 3rd, we'll have a concert and party at the Grand Hyatt Ballroom, beautiful venue. And last year we had Dougie Fresh perform.
Yeah.
And this year we're trying to, he did a great job. So we're like, okay, how can we raise the bar this year?
Right.
You know, for the fifth year anniversary. So this year we actually have two entertainers. So we have, you know, I'm not sure, where you were in 1990 when Chub Rock jumped up on the scene with a lean and a pocket full of grain. But we have Chub Rock on Friday, and we also have Big Daddy Kane as well.
Awesome.
So we got Chub Rock, Big Daddy Kane on Friday. So that's, you know, just in terms of just what's different this year, we have, you know, double the performance and that sort of thing. And also we're kicking off with a local radio DJ as well, DJ Frank Ski on Friday as well.
So well known in the Atlanta area.
Yeah. So that's on Friday. And then for Saturday, we have another local live band, Grits and Jelly Butter.
Mm-hmm.
They're familiar with. They really have a really good following here in Atlanta. Always do a
they
great
do.
Performance. So we'll have them on Saturday. And Saturday is pretty much like a watch party. So you think of like a Super Bowl party. But instead of the Super Bowl, you're watching the Kentucky Derby. So you have the ladies with the, you know, the big hats, the guys with the bow ties, you know, that sort of thing. We have a hat contest. We have vendors. We have a pavilion outside for the cigar smokers, indoor, outdoor. It's at the Georgia World Congress Center this year. So it's kind of, you know, there's not that many venues in Atlanta where you can fit 2,000 people and, you know, tables and that sort of thing. So But yeah, so that Saturday we have Grits and Jelly Butter kind of kicking us off, and then we have DJ E-Class. He's a really good DJ. DJ Peanut from V103 as well. He'll be out there on the pavilion for us. And then this year, you said you were in attendance last year.
Oh, wow.
If you remember, we had a swag surf.
Yes.
You know, our viral video that went crazy. So
absolutely.
This year, yeah,
okay.
It was pretty cool. So this year we actually said, you know what? Wouldn't it be cool if we actually had the guys who sung the song actually doing it? So we are bringing them here this year. So they'll be on stage on Saturday to make sure we're doing it right. So that's on Saturday. And then Sunday we have our jazz brunch.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have Trey Daniels. He's a saxophonist, excellent saxophonist. He's normally on tour with Anita Baker, but he was free, free and available, and he wanted to come back. This will be his third year rocking out with us, so he'll be there. And then we also added a DJ this year because people wanted to still party on Sunday. So we have Pretty Tammy, the DJ, so she's a local DJ here. She does excellent work. And so we have Bottomless Mimosas and Salmon Carbon Station, so it's going to be a great brunch. So we're going to go from jazz brunch to trap brunch by the time those mimosas kick in.
And day four, May 6th, is going to be, you have to take it off from work for those of us who are employed. You have to take Monday off.
That is correct.
To recuperate.
I'm going to go ahead and plan for that. I'm going to go ahead and plan for that easily. Yeah, for sure.
So if I've never attended the Alpha Derby before and I'm unfamiliar with the Kentucky Derby, there are no silly questions. So what's the attire? What's the attire of the guest at the event?
Yeah, so, all right, so I would say this. For Friday, it's super casual. You want to leave the big hats and all that stuff at home. This is, you know, casual event, jeans. I think I saw some guys with blazers on last year. But it's a come-as-you-are type event on Friday because it's really a party.
Okay.
So ladies want to wear your flats and bring your sweat rack, okay? So that's on Friday. And then on Saturday, it's more formal. It's still like springtime, though, right? So guys are going to have, like, the seersucker suits, the bow ties, the hats, you know, maybe like suspenders or something like that. And then so it's kind of more like dapper on Saturday. And then for the ladies, you know, spring dresses, sundresses, like I mentioned before, the large hats. And that's, you know, that's really what it's about. And then, you know, so you have the hats. I forgot the name of the other piece where it's not necessarily a hat, but it's something that you kind of stick in your hair. I can't remember the name of it.
Fascinator. It's a fascinator.
That's it. Fascinators. I'm not that familiar with it. Okay, but big hats or fascinators, that sort of thing. On Saturday, and then on Sunday it's a brunch, and so I would say, you know, I'm going to call it traditional, like, you know, worship attire or whatever. So you know, Sunday brunch, you know, kind of wear your Sunday best, and that's that. So that's the attire for the weekend.
Do you have to be a member of your organization to attend, or Divine Nine affiliated to attend, or is it open to the public?
Yeah, not at all. So certainly, you do not need to be a member of Alpha Phi Alpha or any Greek lettered organization, or you know, that sort of thing at all. So it's definitely open to the general public, everyone who wants to support. You know, because like I mentioned before, the funds that are raised, you know, we're not promoters or, you know, none of these things are kind of going to our pockets. These are all going to Education Foundation, and those foundations do things like, you know, SAT prep for high school students, you know, college scholarships for rising seniors. We have mentoring programs, you know, things along those lines. So, you know, if you want to support, you're more than welcome to. You don't have to have any particular affiliation, and even if you don't want to attend, you know, you don't have time to get your fascinator or whatever, you just want to donate, you can go ahead and do that as well, because again, all of the funds go to a great cause. So
I think it's so important to put that out front, because I think it gets lost sometimes with events, that it is actually a fundraising event, and that the funds from that event are going to be dispersed throughout Metro Atlanta to help all these different organizations. That's fantastic.
Yeah, so we have eight education foundations that we that are beneficiaries. And if you go out to our website, it's alphaderbyweekend.com. We have a recap on all of the beneficiaries out there. And so, and like you said, it covers all of Atlanta from Henry County to Gwinnett to Cobb out to Conyers and, you know, Metro Atlanta. So we have all of Metro Atlanta kind of covered with these education foundations. And, you know, they do some really good work. I know, like, out in Decatur, they have an excellent mentoring program, that chapter of the Education Foundation does. And, you know, just it's really good. Like, for example, just a couple of days ago, one of the leaders of the Conyers Education Foundation that we cover, that's one of the beneficiaries, just kind of off the fly, just kind of talked about how they were able to get Chromebooks and laptops for all of their mentees this year, and that was because of the funds that were received that we dispersed. So, you know, we go around to the Education Foundation with the big checks and you know, hand those out.
Big
check,
though.
So, I mean, definitely.
Big checks matter, yeah. So what are your projections like for attendance this year? I know the numbers have gone up exponentially since that inaugural year. What are the projections telling you guys for this year?
Yeah, so we try to base it off of what we did last year or the year prior. So the very first year we did it, it was a standalone event just on a Saturday, and it was 800 people, which was a great turnout. But since then, we've grown and grown and grown, like you mentioned. And so over the entire weekend, we have around 3,500 people that we that we have. So, like, on Friday night last year, we had 1,100 people. On Saturday at the Georgia World Congress Center, we had 1,900. And then for the brunch, we had 500. And the only reason why it was 500 is because that's the maximum space that the place can hold. Because we see that, you know, if you can imagine, you know, 500 seated folks for a nice brunch, that was an event in and of itself. And each of these events are, like, really good standalone events, too. You know, in and of themselves. So you can do something where you get the whole weekend package, or you can just do, you know, each day if you like. But as far as attendance are concerned, we're right on projections from last year, so we probably will have another good 3,500 or so folks that we see.
You must be so proud.
I am. I'm proud of the way that it's grown. There's a big committee behind me, and there's a co-chair, Michael Jones. Mm-hmm. There's a big committee of us where, you know, each chapter in the Metro Atlanta area kind of offers up a few of their, I'm going to say, all-stars from their chapters, and we all come together and put this event on. So it's something that has grown, and it's kind of like our baby, and we just really, really enjoy it. So.
Yeah. Wow. So you did mention your website, which is alphaderbyweekend.com. Where else can we find you guys on social media if you want more information about you and particularly this event?
Yep. So I would say, I mean, definitely alphaderbyweekend.com has absolutely everything you need, from our host hotel discounts and tickets information. If you want to be a sponsor, it has, like, a nice summary on who our audience is. So we have a lot of the demographics about our audience out there as well, so that way if you are interested in sponsoring, you can see the type of exposure that your organization will get. But so I will start there, alphaderbyweekend.com, and then if you do a search on any social media platform for Alpha Derby, so ALPHADERBY with the hashtag, and you will see, you know, video clips and pictures and all of that stuff from previous years, for sure.
Awesome, awesome. Do you have any parting words for our listeners about the event? Anything you didn't get a chance to say that you wanted to say?
We're really excited about the event. The support that Atlanta and outside of Atlanta has shown to the event, we, you know, definitely don't take it for granted. I'm a big stickler about, you know, getting feedback from the audience and not only getting the feedback, but incorporating those, you know, those tidbits back. So Definitely looking forward to it. This will be our best event that we've done so far. And we've, you know, learn as we go as well. So it'll be our best product. We have the best, you know, what I think is one of the best cities in the world. And we also have great, great beneficiaries. So, again, if you could visit alphaderbyweekend.com and check it all out, definitely appreciate your help.
Thank you so much for taking time out of what I'm sure is a very busy schedule to talk to Push Radio and our listeners. I do so appreciate it and you. For more information on the Alpha Derby, please visit alphaderby.com or go to ipushradio.com. Again, the Alpha Derby weekend is this May 3rd, 4th, and 5th in Atlanta, Georgia. Purchase your tickets now, bring a friend, and we can't wait to see you there. Have a good one.